Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out, and guess what? This is going to be a bonus episode.
On a Friday evening?
On a Friday evening.
Bonus.
Bonus time.
You kind of scared me there.
Boom. I put the S on it.
I was like, no.
Yeah.
So, hence the weird intro. Non.
That's right.
Usual. Yeah.
Non sort of intro.
Yeah.
Is this like the one that, didn't we talk about the one where we're just going to do silence? Mm-hmm. And then see what happens.
Yeah,
people well, like that better.
Like Nate said, we're going to do one in Spanish.
Español.
and then we're going to do silent. Yeah.
Gracias.
So here's a bonus episode for you from Middle Age Creeped Out. We got Sean, Nate, and myself, and we were supposed
and
to be.
And that's it. See ya.
All right. Take care.
That's
keep
a wrap.
Keep it creepy.
That is a wrap.
That was Nate, so that's a wrap. Oh, boy. We were supposed to be interviewed on YouTube about 8 minutes ago, and it didn't happen.
Yeah,
we never got.
We got ghosted.
We did,
which is ironic.
It's kind of normal. Like,
now tomorrow, so whenever we drop this, it's what the 3rd, May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Yes,
we are going to the Randolph County Asylum.
That is right.
Finally, and
maybe taking my lightsaber.
Are you? Oh boy, Nate's gonna have
his flashlights.
Yeah. Hopefully we get ghosted tomorrow night though. Just in a more
in a good way.
More paranormal way.
Yeah, not paranormal way.
Yeah, not
instead of
not ignored. Yeah, so that's why we're doing a little bonus here.
That's right.
So how about that?
Yeah, we're all together. We might as well make good use of our time.
Yeah, so we are finally making it to the Randolph, and then once we do, then we'll do a episode on it. We'll do a
yes.
So, but we always thought maybe we'll wait because that was one of the places we've talked about going that is actually doable, and we can do.
Since
an episode
when
maybe we have some personal experiences or whatever, or learn, and we'll learn about it from the tour guide. So, yeah, I'm excited.
I have a sheet, and it's in my old stuff from year
one. You have?
I have a piece of sheet. I have a sheet that says Randolph County Asylum.
You guys are scaring me.
And like a few bullet points, and then that's it. So it's still out there waiting.
Oh, yeah.
Back when I used to write stuff.
I've had it in my list of topics for over 3 years, and I keep putting, in parentheses, it says, wait until, you know, tour or investigation or wait till visit, something like that. Just, you know, it's like, I'm literally waiting to talk about it. And
it's petrified.
Yeah. It's automatically deleted itself.
All right. It's got cobwebs.
Siri said, are you doing the, are you ever going to do this? Leave me alone, woman. Oh, gosh. So, yeah, we got that coming up. That's fun.
So Austin said
we
that
we can knock that off the list, right?
He asked me, he asked me and said, are you guys doing a overnight investigation or an investigation? I said, no, we're just doing the tour. He's like, the 2-hour tour? And I'm like, yeah. And he was like, well, if you're going to do the 2-hour tour, you might as well do the overnight. And I said, that's what I said.
I've got soccer in the morning and
I've got work.
Yeah, it would be fun. Mm-hmm. I agree with him. Yeah, he messaged me and said, are you just doing the tour or the investigation? I said, just the tour.
I said, I got baseball tournament, double birthday parties on Sunday. I go, but he said, and he had said, if you do two, you might as well stay the night. And I said, but you're absolutely right. And he goes, so when we filmed the documentary, I got off work, drove straight there, filmed until 5 a.m., then went right back into work because I was on a swing shift. All I'm hearing here is excuses. And I go, but you're an actual professional. I only claim to be professional. And I said, I hear what you're saying. If you're not first, you're last. And he said, that's right, Ricky Bobby.
So he messaged me asking, and I said, no, we're just doing the tour. And he never came back.
He didn't come back really funny.
So he's picking on. He's trying to bully you.
He is picking on me, yes.
So go to stopbullying.gov.
Normally your job.
See, my problem is Saturday is day 13 in a row. Sunday will be day 14. Mm. I won't have any time off until after 19 days or whatever
it is.
Yeah, we're
so you're
in a little push at work.
You look good though. You sleeping well?
Yeah, trying to.
You look nice. Marvelous.
You look marvelous.
I get a lot of sleep when I'm driving into work.
You just put that Tesla into autopilot.
So coming off of that, my wife back when she was younger, and I think she was, I don't know if she was going to college, like out of high school during college or whatever. Anyway, she would work. She worked at a place up on the northeast side or far east side with her dad. In the summer, and he would drive, and she's like, "Oh my gosh!" You look over, and he's driving. He's out. He's and she's like, "He never
Clark turn the TV off.
He never missed a turn. Like he knew exactly where he was going. Didn't crash." She's like, "Dad." And every time he was sleeping while they were driving on the highway, and she's like, "Oh man!" She's like, "I have no idea how we didn't die, but he." He knew how to get there. So I'm like, well, I'm glad he didn't kill her since I married her.
I know where my turn is by the sound of the road.
Oh, my gosh. When she brings that up, it is pretty funny. It's like, oh, man. And I have not fallen asleep driving, but like I've gone from one place to, like, say, a 10-minute drive. I'm like, I really don't even remember. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. But I know I wasn't asleep. Yeah. I was just like, wait.
Just on autopilot.
Mm-hmm. So.
I like to freak somebody out next to me sometimes. I'll swerve. I'll lay my head back and I'll close the one eye.
Call their bluff.
And act like I'm sleeping.
Oh. Have some gruel.
Maybe you're a pirate. They just don't.
Pretty good. It's a good idea. Nate, trickster.
So
that's fun.
Speaking of Tesla and autopilot, I have been seeing a Tesla Cybertruck, which I call Tesla tanks. Have you seen it around town?
Well,
I know where it came from. I know where it's from too. By the way, I figured it out this morning. Yes.
Can you say?
Probably not. I mean, it's a little bit. You know, it's on my way to work. It's in Danville, still Plainfield, technically. Mm. It's on the back country roads.
So when they came out with that, two or three years ago, and I saw that, I'm like, that's the dumbest looking thing I've ever seen in my life. And then somebody on the town of Plainfield chatter said, I know you guys make fun of it, but it is really cool. And I was like, yeah, it is. I'm going to make fun of it. But it's. But then again, I'm like, armor, yeah, it's different. But
it's bulletproof, right?
There's only 10 in Indiana.
Yeah, well, one of them's driving around Plainfield and Danville. Because I've gotten around it three times. Yeah, well, the house that they pulled out of, I wasn't too surprised. I mean, it's like one of the...
Richie Riches.
Good. Yeah.
Good for them.
Yep.
Good. It's still stupid looking. Somebody is that bullying, Nate? Is that
no?
No, it's just
talking behind their back because they don't listen.
Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan shot an arrow at it. Did you watch that one?
Yeah, where
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
No, it's one of those where I think it's one of the ugliest machines I've ever seen, or cars, vehicles, not cars. But then again, if I had the money, just to like, I don't know, what do I spend? What I want to spend on my money on? I would get it just to, and then I just put like our logo all over it. That's what I would do.
Get a big truck that goes to 0 to 60 in 4 seconds.
It's not good looking. It's not a cool looking video. Wow. Vehicle. But it'd be kind of, maybe it's a fun thing to drive.
No, but I didn't think, I see Teslas around here, I didn't think I'd see a Cybertruck that early.
I'd like to take it off road.
Or yeah, no.
See what it's capable of.
I call it a tank.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, heck yeah, I'd ride in one, but I wouldn't buy one, though.
No, that's cool if they have it.
Yeah, I just thought.
I just don't think it looks
I've seen
good,
it three times
it
this
might
week.
Be really fun to drive.
Yeah.
So maybe put our money together. And
they look like those people with the Volkswagen Beetle turbos.
Yeah. All the hamsters going.
I want to buy one, but hey.
Could be the new.
Toot your horn.
Are you saying that's the new Mako? I don't know. I still want the van.
I'd rather have a tank.
With no windows. Oh, sorry.
The A-team tank.
I guess that one is it's a replica. It's not the real one, by the way. I found out they're only they sold it on auction for like $38,000. Somebody's like, if that's the real one, it's going to go a lot more for $38,000. And somebody's like, it's a replica. It's exactly like it, but it's not the one.
Not the one.
Yeah. So they're like, yeah, it'd be like maybe $138,000. So, yeah. So we got a message from a good friend Brett from Evil Never Dies. He said, not seeing it, just one. She's got scheduled in 3 hours with a UFO expert. Oh, okay.
Oh, double book.
I see where we rate.
Huh. Oh, okay. I see how, yeah. All right. Well,
we didn't make
I'm not going to call her out on it. I'm not going to even, I'm not going to mention her name. I want to
do so bad. You're going to, you tried.
Yeah. No, but you know what? We still got together and we can, we're doing this little. Mini-ish. It's not a mini. It's not a full. What do we call that? A hybrid. Hybrid.
It's a cartwheel.
Cartwheel. It's a cartwheel. Oh, man. We'll call this the hybrid. So, we've got a busy weekend, all of this, but we still have the Randolph County Asylum.
Right.
And then what is the... I know next week we have a guest chat on our show, Miss Chelsea McKenna, C.D. McKenna.
That's right. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. She
Icor and Inc.
Icor and Inc. Icor.
Did I say Icor? I don't know why. Icor. I'm the same way.
Cut his mic, Nate.
No, I do this with words.
It's
Icor. remember when we were doing La LaRue or whatever? That's
La LaRue.
That's what. See, that's what I'm saying.
Lori House, and we did La LaRona, exactly. Not La LaRue.
No, I know, and that's. But I always say it wrong. Like that's in my head. That's what it sounds like. No, I know. I
got you.
So I just make stuff up.
Well, just like Randolph County Asylum. I always want to say
Rudolph.
No.
No, I do.
Reynolds.
Reynolds, really?
Mm-hmm. You want to say Rudolph and you want to say Reynolds?
Yeah, isn't that weird? Mm-hmm. We'll tell them that tomorrow.
I worked a job at Reynolds, and so that is the first R word that comes to my mind when
this
I think of
the town. This is my scrambled egg brain sometimes. This gets weird.
Mm. Not sure what to do with you two. I don't. Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to cut your mic, dude.
Put me back in the oven. I'm doing pretty
well. For a Friday late afternoon, I'm doing pretty well. Into the evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, I don't know. What's happening? Oh, today, May 3rd, mm-hmm. National Paranormal Day.
That's right.
That's another thing to talk about.
Which we didn't know.
Did you guys know about that?
Nope.
No, I knew National Podcasting Day is September 30th.
September. I don't know why I can remember that. I have that on my calendar. I did not have National Paranormal Day. And the only reason I knew about it, and I was like, I better post it since we do a paranormal podcast, is our good friend's Corey Steenburgen. She posted on her website or the Facebook, mm-hmm. whatever, Greenwood Happy Haunt. So I'm like, I better post. So happy National Paranormal Day.
That's right.
2024. Yeah. And I said it to my friend Dan, the volunteer, the old guy, and he's just like shaking his head like, oh boy, what? Are you kidding? I said, it could be worse. There's all kinds of other national this and that, but he thinks it's kind of fun that we do this.
It's also May the 3rd, flush down.
Flush down.
Mm-hmm. May the 3rd. Flush down.
May the 3rd flush down. I'm not sure.
Third.
Oh,
no. I was like, what are you? Somebody did have.
Oh, creepies.
It was
You're welcome.
Some kind of fancy. There was some kind. It looked like a prom or something, but it was for May the 3rd. Mm-hmm. And it was, I swear, I forget where I saw it. But it has these people. And on the back is this, poster that says, you know, what this event, and it says May instead of the 3rd, it says it's the Thirth, the May, and it says, that does not say the Thirth.
Yeah,
was that on Hillbilly Horror Stories? It was on somebody posted it.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Yeah. That does not say
Jerry posted
the
it,
Thirth.
Yeah. Thirth,
I was like, oh my gosh, it does say that though, but it looked like some kind of a like fancy dress. It's something that you would think you'd get that right, but.
Well, the second.
The second.
The first.
The third. It's like, that does not say the third.
That is quite funny, actually. Yeah. What else we got going on, guys? Let's see here. Anything else you want?
I got a double birthday party on Sunday.
Do you? Man, I'll tell you what.
My niece and nephew.
I'm going to do a 1.5 jobs tonight. I'm going to get half of the east side done. Then I'm going to come back in Plainfield, get that done. 8:30 in the morning on the far north side, hour basically 50 minutes to an hour away for a soccer game. Hmm. I'm like, so we're gonna have to leave. We have to be there at 7:50, so we're gonna leave like no later than 7. I'm like, I'm not. I mean, that's kind of like that's earlier than church lot. And work.
Yeah.
But anyway, hopefully the weather's nice. And then
it should be.
Then after that game, it's over at 10. Then I'm gonna go to Speedway, do my cleaning there, and then get ready for our trip to the asylum. Mm-hmm. And then I've got. Then I'll have a job and a half Sunday after church. It's like, good grief.
Yeah.
That's good grief, man.
Busy weekend.
Yeah. All good stuff. Right. There's nothing. I'd rather do that than be in the hospital. But
or meeting here tomorrow at 2:30, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way.
Nate, I got to work.
Nate's got.
If you didn't pick up on that.
You got to do it.
He's gonna drive.
I'll meet like, you guys there.
Which is originally what I thought. So
yeah,
we're meeting at my house.
No, I would say meet me at my house.
Oh, because it's closer to the interstate.
That's what it's. Or.
I don't know about that. Well,
maybe we're just down the road from 7.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'll meet over your house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These are finalized plans.
I'll meet you guys there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of driving for me. Hour and a half in the morning back to work.
I know.
Are you sure we're not following a script on this?
2 hours.
Yes, I'm sure.
2 hours and 45 minutes back to the camper. That is a lot of
driving. That is a lot of driving.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Peru?
Circus capital of the world.
Circus capital.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You brought that up one time. I'm like, what?
Circus capital. You don't believe me, dude.
Yeah. I do now. Up there.
You didn't believe Kokomo was the city of first. We went over that, remember?
What was that?
City of first. I had to go over that with the boys when we drove over. You didn't know that? Oh, goodness sakes.
Makes,
give me a second.
Makes no sense. Is it the city of
Thirst?
Oh, got a nice surprise message from Mr. J.P. Bean.
Oh, yeah?
Who listens to our show and is a good supporter of our show. He messaged. He said he just listened to an episode and he heard that we had a sponsor. He sent us a congratulations. And I said, thank you.
I
want to bring that up. As
it was a trial.
It was a one-month trial, April 1st to May 1st. And they wanted to see if we had to have 8 discount codes presented to them to be considered to have a paid sponsorship. And we only had 2. But that's okay.
We tried.
We appreciate the two people that actually.
Or
I'm like,
or girls,
yeah, two.
You know? Mm-hmm. I was like, could have been girls, right?
I thought he was gonna say none, and I was say, we had one, but then he said we had 2.
-4.
What? How's that happen?
Yeah, only us.
Oh, they returned them.
Okay. So thank you, JP. Shout out to JP.
Hey, like, for, yay, boo.
Yeah. Then I was like, but also. The rep said that he said, let's give some more time, kind of let it, some time go by. He goes, then maybe we can revisit it and try again. I said, I'll let you reach out to me. I'm not going to bug you mm-hmm. 3 months or 6 months down the road. If you want to try us, great. If not, great. So, but no, that was still fun. I mean, mm-hmm. heck, we had fun.
Oh, yeah. Doing it was fun coming up with them, too. Yeah.
It only took us 18 times to say them. And then, Nate,
that's right.
Nate had to keep piecing it together and made his job harder. But no, but that was fun. I mean, gosh, I never thought we'd even have that.
That's right.
So, and we did have 2. I'm like, mm-hmm. wow, 2 people used our discount code. So
yeah.
We are grateful, thankful for that opportunity.
Do you want to hear the Kokomo first?
Yeah. I'll just yap until you got
the first push car radio, the world's first pneumatic tire, first aerial bomb with fins. It's in the museum there. The first mechanical corn picker. The first McDiner. Now that one is it. That is nice. Oh, we boy. Did it. We had the first McDiner.
This is what we're doing.
Uh-huh. The first stainless steel flatware. The first canned tomato juice.
I remember.
There were some other ones, but I don't know where they went. That was that was not that exciting.
Hmm.
First electric starter.
Was it first filled parachute opening?
First natural gas reserves.
You stop. Always got to be a first.
You stop it over there. First natural gas reserves.
Phew. Oh, man. Yeah. Okay.
Hmm.
So the city of first. Huh?
That's right. I'm proud of it. I don't live there anymore, but
mm-hmm.
it's got a picture of the Cyberling Mansion. Was built in 1890 at a cost of $50,000. That's when we're going to do some haunted Cyberling Mansion. Oh, that's wow. a great mansion.
Ooh. Where's that at?
Is that it's in Kokomo. First house?
Yeah, you can go and take a tour. Kokomo? Yeah, it's got all it's got a lot of the first. That's where a lot
have
of
you
the
seen
first
it in person?
Mm-hmm. I've been in there. It's been a while. Oh yeah, yeah. You can go in there, and take tours and stuff. It's a museum.
Well, let's do. Is it supposed to be haunted, or is it? Just
I don't think so. I'm just gonna make it that way. I do think that there are some stories. Though.
Let's make up stories.
Yeah,
that's right.
Might as well. I found. Let's see. Let me see when this is dated. It is not dated. These stories. it's on Newsweek. I was looking up like paranormal news,
mm-hmm.
and it says "Devil on trial, shock revealing. Can sleeping pills really mimic possession?" It says the stunning revelation shines the family's claims of demonic possession in a new light. These are those headlines, and this says CCTV captures car door mysteriously opening by itself. Internet is stunned. The mysterious video has been viewed more than 3 million times.
Was it a Tesla? They do that.
Yeah, it was the stupid looking one. And then, definitely not have a listener. That guy's a jerk. A woman living in a haunted house films why the landlord can't rent it out. Ooh, it says, Becky Ann Gallantine has been fascinated by people's reactions to her decor, telling Newsweek it appears that the coffins and headstone are fine, but the Ouija wasn't. Becky Ann Gallantine was on Hillbilly Horror Stories year and a half, 2 years ago. She was a fantastic guest. So then I found her on Instagram and a long time ago and said, hey, would you like to be on our show? She's like, yeah, absolutely. I said, heard you on Jerry and Tracy's show. And then I reached out to her multiple times on Facebook and Instagram, and she will not respond. So, but anyway, I recognize that name.
Seems like a theme.
Yeah. Most people do.
It is a bit of a theme.
She probably heard our show. She's like, no, that, this, is, this was early on.
I have class. They do not.
And then here's my last headline. Clip of ghostly figure walking into a campfire gives internet the chills. Ooh. Never seen anything like that before, wrote one TikTok user, while another said, that made the hair on my back and neck stand up both times I watched it. Ooh.
Hmm.
So there you go. I'm going to have to maybe look into some of these stories. They got a ton of them. Yeah. Oh, here's a vampire skeleton found. Oh, it's that one. Remember that? Do you remember that like a year ago? And they had the fang.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they were like, is it a real vampire?
Uh-huh.
They said, or it could just be jacked up.
It's a jacked up tooth.
Yeah.
It was a snaggle.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. There's some paranormal headlines from not that long. This is October 2023. So I'm curious. Did she ever message?
Huh.
Nope. Okay.
That's a big good. No.
No, but she's got her 3-hour or her
UFO. We're going to listen on that one.
Oh,
got a thing.
Now, I did. Our good friend Bobby Hsu, who we had on, I don't know, a couple episodes ago, he messaged me about an hour and a half after we were already recording. And he goes, hey, are we still on tonight?
Oh,
I saw it about an hour and a half after we recorded, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I completely forgot. I had him for the next week. So it's not like I ghosted him. It's not like I didn't. Like I had him scheduled and I just like, meh, we're not going to do it. So maybe she forgot. You know, maybe she had us down for next Friday. I don't think that's the issue, but that's what happens. That's okay. We're full of grace here at Middle Asian Creek.
Oh, absolutely.
Grace. She died 30 years ago.
Exactly. And all the good quotes, right? Jen and I got invited to the gala for Witham Hospital, by the way.
No.
And it's going to be behind the old fashioned mall, or the fashion mall. I don't know. It's an old fashion mall. But, they were asking what we wanted for dinner, you know, like chicken or, you know, I don't know, it was fish and steak or whatever.
And you had so lasagna.
We both picked steak. Airplane. And I said, I feel like I'm on an airplane. And I sent him the, you know, like sweating bullets. And I go, I hope we made the right choice.
Well, remember that he goes, when they're all sick, what did you have? Did you have the chicken or the fish? And he goes, I had the lasagna.
The lasagna.
Anytime you can go to a gala and say gala, that's pretty fancy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I've never been. In all the years that I've been doing this and the hospitals I've been at have had galas, I've never been invited.
Really?
You can buy them for, the tickets are like a lot. But this is like, hey, we want you to come as an honored guest. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Nice.
So. Nice. I think they're going to depants me. I really do. I think they're going to give me out in front of everybody to depants me. That's what they're just waiting.
They're going to, they could announce
the podcast. Huh? I'm going to wear my podcast shirt underneath.
Are you?
Just in case I have to like, hey, everybody. what's he doing?
I actually think if they do something like that, they're going to do like,
it's like Carrie. I know. That's what I was thinking too. I just didn't want to get too weird.
Big blood all over. Let's welcome Sean Lehman. He's gonna,
And then they'll depants me.
Yeah. they'll pour tar on him and then shoot chicken.
I'll middle-aged creep you out.
Man. Well, fun. That'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
It's May 18th, so a couple weekends.
Mm. Nice. Mm. Man, this is weird. Like, it's already like, because I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I've been waiting for April to get over with. And I'm like, wow, it's already the 3rd. Mm-hmm. So we are.
Mother's Day is next weekend.
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Our anniversary is the 13th, and then the 14th is 12th. Mother's Day.
That'd be the 12th, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Am I saying that right? Yeah, the 12th is Mother's Day, and then the 13th is our anniversary.
Hmm.
18 years.
Mm. Good. Congratulations.
Watch out. Yeah.
Nice.
Congratulations, Jenna.
probably feels like 118 years for her. But
yeah.
117 for Amy. I saw, we did a date night last week, and we did the new Talocos, whatever.
Yeah, in Plainfield.
Very good. And then we saw the Ghostbusters movie, mm-hmm. the freezing one, whatever.
That was your favorite?
No.
Of all time?
But no, it was good, though. It was really fun. But I liked the first one with the kids and Paul Rudd. But mm-hmm. it was very good.
Very you get good. To see the actual Ghostbusters more now, right? In this one, not getting anything away, right?
Oh no, Dan Aykroyd's in pretty much the whole movie, and then, I mean, pretty much. And then Winston, he's in it a lot. And then the guy that was the jerk, he's the mayor of New York.
Yes, he's back.
Mm-hmm. He's back.
Yep.
I'm like, oh my gosh, yep, that's
it. It feels very nostalgic.
Yeah, so he's in it, and then. Bill Murray, he does make an appearance. He's not in as much as Aykroyd because he's in pretty much the whole, you know, he's part of the story. Mm-hmm. So a lot, yeah. It was good.
You won't tell Rick Moranis, give it away?
Well, remember, he retired. He doesn't act anymore.
I know, mm-hmm. but I thought maybe they could just.
No.
Just one last time.
I thought that was good, though. That he's thinking about coming back out.
Really?
Acting.
Because he said he wanted.
His wife died, right?
His wife died, and he wants to stay home and take care of the kids. Yeah, but so he retired. The kids are grown now, so.
Yeah.
He did that commercial.
He did that commercial, right?
Mm-hmm. He's probably in his mid to late 60s. So I mean, that's still. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, didn't somebody punch him or something in New York City?
Yes, somebody
did. And
jerk face. You don't punch Rick Moranis. He's an icon.
I mean, obviously, they didn't know who he was, but
protect him at all costs.
Surely not, right?
Mm-hmm. He was great, and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I blew up the kids. Or Honey, I Did This to the Kids.
We treat Rick Moranis as a culture shows a lot about us as a culture.
was it Parenthood? He was in there, that movie. Trying to think of other actors in it, but they all
Steve
have
Martin.
Kind of
Steve Martin, yeah,
he's a great actor. Yeah, I couldn't believe he got punched. Like who?
Keanu Reeves is in that movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
Who would want to punch Rick Moranis? he's the sweetest, nicest guy, mm-hmm. and he's not some Hollywood weirdo. So I don't know, but maybe he started. Maybe Rick
better get something.
Maybe
started.
He was bullying.
I always mess up.
Is this where the party is?
Better get something started right now. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just going to be down the down hall. His character was great in Ghostbusters. Okay, well,
that's good.
He has no chance. any other movie? Let's see. My daughter went on, speaking of J.P. Bean, his son and my daughter date, mm-hmm. they went to a drive-in last week and saw the movie... Help me out. It's got the teddy bear. Just came out. It's supposed to be. Gosh darn it. What is it?
Teddy bear's name's Chauncey.
No. Huh?
Is it a scary one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the little girl's got the bear.
Yeah. I don't want to play with you anymore, Chauncey.
Oh, is it Chauncey?
Yeah. I think that's Chauncey. The name of it. Chauncey. Yeah.
Chauncey Billups, retired basketball player. anyway, whatever the name. And I said, is that what you saw? She's like, I said, was it good? She's like, no, it wasn't that good. I'm like, that got it. She goes, no, she's like, it's just like Megan. And I'm like, well, I've never seen Megan, but.
I haven't seen Megan.
I only got halfway through that one.
She said.
It's slow.
Really?
Yeah, it was slow. I lost interest.
It looks creepy, but it doesn't look
good. It's creepy, but.
Like, because of the
way
she acts.
Very slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, just getting into the story and then creating Megan and then having her niece. Start playing with Megan and
right.
they're becoming friends and then you start seeing Megan starting to do this whole protective thing. Yeah,
right.
It just,
you kind of saw it. Yeah.
It's like, can we speed it up a little bit? It's
like, we get where this is going, right?
We're 45, 50 minutes into this and
yeah,
we're still making friends.
Still making friends. Let's establish that in 10 minutes and then move on. Right. Let's get to the where you're not friends and then start terrorizing the kid.
Fell asleep and just never have revisited.
That's not like you're going to.
Probably not.
No. Imaginary is the name of the movie.
Imaginary, yep.
It's the same. And I like Blumhouse. Mm-hmm. I like them. It's the same, you know, like premise. Or I'm sorry, the producers of Five Nights at Freddy's, which I liked. Five Nights.
I didn't know that.
It is really good. I didn't know they did Megan Blumhouse, but
yep.
Sometimes they do misses, but I mean they're pretty good.
Micah said he responded to your well known interview tonight. You know, well, that certainly was a bust. Micah says, well, I mean, I don't remember being asked. How can I show up if I'm not invited?
Oh yeah, Micah cut his or Nate cut his off.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, imaginary. Olivia wasn't. She had fun, you know, with Colin, but. She said it was just kind of not as good as they thought, but it was fun going to the drive-in. And then the movie, I saw a movie review for Late Night with the Devil, where the movie's back in the 70s, and the guy and he's got the girl and that is supposed to be possessed. And so they're supposed to have it on like live TV back in the 70s. Have you seen that one? Looks pretty intense.
I haven't.
I heard that's pretty good. I'm trying to think what was the other. Oh, and the one I really want to see, I told Amy about it, and I think she's interested, is the Omen. And I think it's a prequel. Like it's supposed to be kind of how it started. I think it is. I want to. That looked really
good. That'll be good.
Yeah. So I can't think of any other scary movies. Can you guys think? I mean, I had. No, I do when I see advertisements, I'll do so I don't forget. I'll do screenshots and then I'll visit like and I have like a little album. I'm like, okay, let me see what new movies have come out or what. Yeah. So, Late Night with the Devil, Imaginary, and The Omen. And then there is another one, actually. It's supposed to be a creepy movie. I did not do a screenshot of that one, though. But, and I haven't seen any of them. And then, oh, now here's a, I don't know. Yeah, it's horror mystery. It's from 2016. Had you ever heard of The Autopsy of Jane Doe?
No.
Okay. That's a, yeah, so it gets really good ratings on, not that I go by that, because there's a lot of movies I love, and they get like 10% of Rotten Tomatoes.
You can't go
or
by
IMDb, or IMDb. But, yeah, Late Night, or Late Night, jeez, The Autopsy, Late Night with Jane Doe, The Autopsy of Jane Doe. So that's I think it's a, could be a movie, could be a series, I can't remember, but. Anyway, yeah, there's just a bunch like I want to see. And
ooh, Terrifier 3 is supposed to come out this year.
No,
oh,
thank you.
Man.
No, thank you.
Sign us up.
Not me.
It's rough.
Oh, Quiet Place Day One.
Yes.
That should be good.
Ooh.
I've liked the other two.
Love them. My family loves them. And they had the promo, like the cardboard, you know, at the movie theater. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh.
Ooh. That looks good.
The Strangers, Chapter 1.
Oh.
I like that one. Yeah. See, they came out with a second movie a couple years later.
Remember when we couldn't remember that movie?
So now they're going...
Chapter 1.
Yeah, because so this would be the third movie then. Because they actually did Strangers 2 or whatever it's called. Yeah, we saw just the first one when it first came out. Let's see. What Strangers. So is it, the original was 2008, and then Strangers 2 was 2018. And now Chapter 1, 2024. So I wonder if that's like a kind of a prequel. Yeah,
got another Alien movie coming out, too. I've always liked those. Alien Romulus.
Like, you mean the Alien series?
Mm-hmm.
So I've only seen, of course, Alien. And I've seen the second and parts of the third one, mm-hmm. whatever. And that's it. So, yeah. And I'm not going to watch anymore. No.
I found something funny.
Why?
This isn't about movies, though. It says, during World War II, the Germans built a fake wooden airfield with wooden aircraft, vehicles, and hangars in order to trick the Allies. The RAF, having known of the secret project for months, patiently waited for them to finish and then dropped a single fake wooden bomb on it. And they still have it in the museum, the fake wooden bomb.
Oh.
Is that hilarious?
I wouldn't say hilarious. No.
It's funny, though.
It is funny. It's interesting. It's funny. Different.
As we were just talking about this in 2025, Megan 2.0.
Oh, wow. They're
so I guess I better finish the first one.
Nah, you don't have to. I wouldn't watch the 1.0.
Yeah. Don't do it.
I heard the girl was a good actor trying to do that because she had to do like gymnastics type and dancing and all that and try to stay within like a robot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't look like, eh. You know, looks creepy. Just don't think it's going to be one of my movies. But no, there's a bunch of movies out, though, or coming out. Yeah, The Quiet Place, we love those. Oh, yeah. We saw the first one at the theater, I think, and then we saw the second one when we were on vacation. I think that was when we were in either Tybee Island or Texas. I can't remember.
But. I'm hoping the new Mad Max movie that's supposed to come out.
Oh, yeah.
We saw that. That was the previews at the movie, at the Ghostbusters.
And that looks like
I hope it doesn't disappoint. Because I saw the preview TV, and I'm just like, come on. I hope it's better than what this is.
Well, that's why I thought. I was like, that was when I was like, oh, really? You know, because I love the original ones, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't
know. I like the new one, too. I thought they did a good job for it being modernized.
Oh, yeah. I heard it was decent. I have not seen it. But, yeah, there's a bunch of movies. Amy and I were like.
Back to the Future 4, did I send you guys that? Mm-hmm. The trailer. Have you seen that?
Back to the Future 4?
Four, yeah, they're making a four.
I thought they already had a four.
It's
going to
be Marty McFly's son,
who
is like the guy, who's the guy that plays Spider-Man? I can't remember his name.
Tom Holland.
Holland, yeah. It's Tom Holland. And then
he's a good actor.
He's British.
Yeah, he is British.
He's British, but he won't be that kind of English. But yeah, it looked cool. I mean, yeah. You see stuff and you're like, is this real or is this fake? But I believe they're actually making it. Looks cool. Michael J. Fox is going to be in it, and I think they take out a lot of his, like, Parkinsonianism, you know, or, like...
Parkinson's?
Yeah, right. Sorry.
Parkinsonianism.
That's actually a term.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. But I think they just use some CGI to, like, take that out,
sure.
To make him look like an older...
But that makes me... Because he's not that old, and he's dealt with this for, what, 30 years.
No, but he has, like, if you listen to him in interviews, it's like, I have nothing to complain about. That's why you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he's still so happy and joyful and grateful.
And his wife stuck by him all these years.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got
an amazing life.
Yeah. No, he's great. But no, I didn't know they were making another one. I've only seen the first two, and they did one like in, they were in the West.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one.
Little cookie, yeah.
I remember when it came out, and I was like, this is where I stop. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I remember watching it. It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't as good as the other two.
It ended weird.
Yeah.
The other one I didn't think was I've seen like literally 3 minutes, and it was probably, and I was like, you know what? I'll give it 3 minutes, and that's it. But the whole Cowboys versus Aliens, I can't do that. Did you guys like that or see it?
I didn't like it, yeah.
I don't want
Harrison
that.
Ford was in it.
Well, no wonder it's stupid. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. was he in that? That must have been just money grab, or he was
had to been because it was,
or he's doing somebody a favor. Why would he?
It was not good. Yeah, I wanted it to be good.
I don't like movies like that where they clash two complete
genres,
like really Western, like cowboys and then aliens. Mm-hmm. Get out of here.
No, cowboys and aliens.
Yeah.
I think it was based on a book or a comic or something, right?
I actually own it.
Do you own it? Yeah. Do you like it?
I've watched it a few times.
No, Nate, cut his mic. No, I'm kidding. No, I mean, if you like it, it's fine. I just don't like
it. It has Daniel Craig in it. He's the lead.
Not like him.
Yeah.
Well, but like you said, and because when it came out, this movie I'm about to mention, I was like, again, stupid. What are you talking about? Abe Lincoln being a vampire slayer. And then I've heard, other than you, I've heard people go, it's really a good movie. So that's one of those, again, I'm like, okay, why are we making Abe Lincoln? Like, come on. But I heard it's good, so I'm going to watch it. Now I really want to watch it.
Because he was a world wrestling champion.
Know what I'm going to watch?
Yeah, he's going to be in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. Woo,
that's right.
Know what I'm going to watch?
What?
What? Tyson versus Jake Paul.
Coming soon, right? You said June?
Yeah, 28th.
I will not like be that. Watching.
No?
Nope. And I like Mike Tyson.
Watch the highlights, right?
I'm just watching for
Paul
him.
Paul Brothers, but yeah, I hope he pummels him.
Humor, as I said.
But no, I will not be giving my whatever it costs, $50,
$100. It's on Netflix. It's not
pay-per-view. Oh, they're not doing a pay-per-view?
Uh-uh.
Oh, really?
There might be a pay-per-view option for people that don't have Netflix, but it's on Netflix. Yeah.
Really? I'm surprised at that.
Maybe I'm watching.
Well, then I will watch it.
That changes things.
You're like, I'm not throwing away my time.
I used to watch the wrestling pay-per-views all the time. You know, Halloween Havoc back in the 90s. We used
Sergeant Slaughter.
Bash at the Beach with Ric Flair.
We used to split the cost of it and like get together and have like a pitch-in and then watch it at somebody's house.
My brother, we'd always have it at my house. My brother and my dad would show up. And my ex-wife liked it too. It was like the Sting and like the WCW.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because I was into that more. I was earlier in the 80s WWF and the 90s, but then we'd do the Bash at the Beach and Halloween Havoc and all these different pay per views, and they were only $30, and we'd chip in $10, like my dad, my brother, and I, and then and then we'd have drinks, chips, whatever. But that's about the last thing I've ever done like a pay per view on. I've not watched any like. UFC boxing, not boxing matches. So I was like, no, I'm not gonna pay for
UFC stuff. I watch afterwards. You can find it.
Gotcha.
Highlights or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, if it's free,
you're like, I'm there.
Favorite.
Watch him get pumped.
Price. Yeah. So Tyson said he's gonna take it serious. So we'll see.
But it's gonna be a sanctioned fight. So they say.
Gonna go against the record.
Yep. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. Maybe it's 2-minute rounds. I'm going to say it's going three.
Yeah.
Three rounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably being gracious, too.
And it's either going to be like a complete knockout, like which Paul is it? Jake?
Jake Paul.
Jake's going to think his name's Logan. he's not going to know which brother he is. And then, or right. It's going to be like a technical where he doesn't just knock, where, it's going to be like, okay, we got to stop it.
You're done. You're going to die.
Either that or he's going to knock him through the ring ropes. And
yeah.
I can say he's going to say, well, it's not going to be Logan. Pretty. No, you're Jake. You're Jake.
There's no way.
And never trust anybody with two first names. I mean, Jake Paul or Logan Paul, those are two first names. You can't have that. So why would you root for him?
They were showing like.
But good for them.
Tyson.
They are marketing geniuses, man.
Tyson in the day, him beating the crap out of people. And then Jake Paul in the day doing like girly TikTok-y
things,
whatever. Like YouTube videos. I'm like, oh my God.
When I came across the Paul brothers, like, 5-6 years ago, I go, what in the world is this? And then I was like, Olivia, what is it? She's like, oh, I hate them. They're just so irritating. And I'm like, what do they do? She's like, Nothing. Yeah, I mean, like just whatever. You know, yeah. There's no. But hey, hand it to them. They're capitalists, and they
absolutely.
Make and they're absolutely. They've got and a they following
keep,
on YouTube.
Keep
and
it going.
Doing,
yeah.
No, I don't. That's great for them. I just like, but I don't like their attitude. I don't like their. Their personalities. I don't like, you know.
I heard the Paul brothers talking about Mako in the same way.
They probably love our show.
Right? No, yeah, they were like, go out and listen. They were the two guys that had, like, sponsorship.
They were the two for Manscaped.
It's all coming together.
You know what? I love Logan and Jake Paul. They're
I love them. They are awesome.
They are.
Shiny balls.
Fantastic. Yes.
I found this is funny. I know, since I won't be doing any kind of, like, we're not talking about mental health and all that kind of stuff and doing a mental, you know, a dark side or a middle-aged moment or whatever.
This is a dark side.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Our mental health.
This is our mental
health. I like this, though. I've never heard this before. This says, Charlie Chaplin once told a joke in front of an audience. Everyone laughed. And he told it a second time, so only a few laughed. When he told it for the third time, no one laughed. Then he said these beautiful words. If you can't laugh and laugh at the same joke, why do you cry and cry at the same pain and sorrow? So enjoy every moment of your life. Charlie Chaplin left a great legacy without saying a word or hurting anyone's feelings. We remember these phrases that touch the heart. Nothing in this life is permanent, not even our problems. I love walking in the rain so no one can see my tears, which I think Nate has quoted that one before. The day you waste the most in your life is the day you don't laugh.
Mm.
I like that.
I didn't do a lot of laughing this week, but today was it was a really good day. So I like that, though.
Yeah.
Send that to me. Like, I will. Do a screenshot or send me the link. I don't know how you got it, but I need to remember that. Yeah. Because the other day I said, come on, Jesus, let's go get here.
Yeah, let's go,
what's taking
baby?
You so long?
Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel.
I like that meme where it shows Jesus standing there on the wall and there's all these wheels. He's like, Jesus, with all the wheels he's taking.
Oh, exactly. That was hilarious.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Man, this is actually, I mean, it would have been fun to be interviewed on that YouTube podcast, whatever show, but this is fun.
Yeah.
It's actually a fun, because like I said, it was a rough week, but I had a really good positive day, and this is just capping it off, so.
And we get to go to Asylum tomorrow.
I'm telling you what, I'm really excited. I've got my box, you know, our box of, like, the wristband, or the, yeah, wristbands and the cards and all that. I got them ready, so. We'll see. You know, I appreciate them putting it on their Facebook page, saying that you know, that we got a podcast coming out, Middle Age Grouped Out. So that was nice. And then yeah, but the tour, that's going to be. I mean, and like I said, if nobody even shows up before that, we don't pass anything out. I just knowing, because that's not like that's why we're there.
Mm-hmm.
We just thought, oh, we can maybe do a meet and greet. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So the tour is going to be fun.
Yep.
That is, and that's the one, I guess, the basement is pretty intense.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's
supposed to be, you know, who knows. So we'll have something to talk
about.
Well, this
might get the hook in us, and we'll end up going over and doing a night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
That's right. Yeah.
They do. She gave me, I'd have to look at our message thread. Kathy, Brian, Karen? I'm not sure. It starts with a K.
Samsonite.
That's right. They do a lot of stuff. Like once February, March hits, that's when they start doing events. So they've got multiple tours and investigations, and they do, like, you know, depending on the month or whatever. They do like a 4th of July celebration, and they do something extra. So we'll have plenty of time to go back out there. Yeah, if we, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think the tour... I still want to do an actual official tour at Indiana State Sanatorium.
Oh, yeah.
Because
we've had to, I want to learn more from somebody telling me the history. And then, you know, because we've just kind of go there and we're like, we really don't know what we're supposed to be finding. Other than we know a few stories, right? We know the guy lighting himself on fire or something like that. And we know somebody got murdered. But, like, I don't know more than that, I guess. Yeah. So I want somebody to go, and here's the...
And this is what, yeah.
Like Waverly.
This is the rest of the story.
Having that hour tour...
Yeah, that was
before
nice.
Before the investigation with Aaron, it's like, okay. So then you're like, okay, ready to investigate. Now we've learned, kind of know what to look for here, or this is the area.
Or
this
where
is the
to
room.
Go. Yep. Yeah.
So what's that, Sean?
This is when we
Whoa,
get...
Whoa!
Isn't that
cool?
It's a skull shower head.
Oh, there you go.
Isn't that cool? And the water comes out of the teeth?
That is
our Mako shower.
Amy bought us a new shower head about 3 or 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
It is powerful.
It we could power wash.
Oh, you're like, woo.
Well, you got to get the crud from underneath.
Unbelievable. Like, seriously, it's like, whoa. I mean, sometimes I'm like, good grief.
Yeah, but it's I've fantastic. Been in some at like
she nailed it on that.
Hotel rooms where it's like, it stings.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, how do you change this? It hurts. It
stings the nostrils.
I'm not going to have any yeah. I'm not going to have any skin left.
This doesn't sting, but it's sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I adjust it, you know, but, mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's great. It is a...
Just can't wash your face in it. Might lose your eyeballs.
Yeah. I wear my safety goggles.
There you go. with the windshield wipers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got to see. it is a power. Yeah, that's cool, though.
But you like that shower head.
We'll have to, maybe they can endorse or sponsor the podcast since we have skulls as our, mm-hmm. You know, we're numbskulls. But
heck yeah. I'm going to reach out to them. So I found,
who is it? What is?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I just
didn't know if it was like a.
It doesn't have a company.
He's bruising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There. So this has a. It's like the periodic table, and it shows element 74, and it says the WTF is the element, right? And it says the element of surprise.
That's funny.
If I see WTF one more, it drives me nuts. What the frick?
What the frick?
I like that. I like that shower head, though. I might have to say, like, hey,
you know, send it to
got a cool podcast?
Or, I'll send that one to you, too.
We got, you know, Skulls is our logo. Hey, money thing, partner.
We need to find it, don't we?
Mm-hmm. We had a real quick, I'm trying to think who it is. One of our listeners and follows us on Facebook. He ordered a shirt. I am sorry. I know he's listening to this podcast, this episode, when he does, and I'm drawing a blank who it is because I've got all these names in my head. He had said, you know, the bad thing about sponsorships is since it's a popular one, they sponsor a lot of other podcasts, and so you're fighting against already established mm-hmm. and people have already maybe used or linked up with them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And he said, he goes, and I don't think your demographic is actually... it doesn't really work with Manscaped. And I actually thought about that because when our rep said, hey, show us your demographics, you know, mm-hmm. and all that, we're like 51% women and 49% men. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's not like we've got 80% men. We're like, yeah, we've got that much of men supporters to have a chance to buy mm-hmm. Manscaped. And so like, man, we have more women and they're not, I mean, unless they buy for their husbands or boyfriends, I'm like, mm-hmm. It's kind of, I mean, but it was still worth it. It didn't cost us a dime.
Yeah.
We had fun doing it. But I'm like, actually, he was right. So mm-hmm. He's like, and then he was saying, but there's going to be sponsors out there that's probably going to fit our demographics. I'm like, yeah, I think so. You know, but I'm just saying like, what if it was a company that, hey, we've got male products and female products. Mm-hmm. Bingo. That would have been maybe a better chance, I guess, to have more discount right. codes presented. But we're relying on the men and that's. They're not even the most. So yeah. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, we're lazy.
See Kevin Donegan.
Get down to it.
See Kevin.
men or us.
See Kevin Donegan. That's our
that's right.
friend of the show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's right. No, I told him, I said, no, I completely agree. And I said, I even thought about that before we even started doing it. So,
hey, you don't know unless you try.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I have an interesting thing that I found the other day, and I've heard this before. Have you guys ever heard of, maybe we'll have to do a show on this, but it's called the Phantom Time Conspiracy Theory. Either one of you guys heard of that before?
No.
The Phantom Time Conspiracy Theory claims that the time period from 614 to 911 never existed. The theory asserts that these additional 300 years of history were fabricated during the Middle Ages to legitimize Otto's claim over the Holy Roman Empire. According to this theory, we should be living in the year 1726.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
Man, that was a good year for me. Oh.
Isn't that weird, though? Can you imagine, though, if history was just fabricated? You know,
we're not even a country yet.
Right?
No.
It's a weird thought, though. Can you imagine, though, that we're in 1726? Man, 17. That'd really ruin all those New Year's days and New Year's Eves. Take it back.
Puts a different spin on things.
Yeah. Isn't that weird, though? Yeah, we'll have to look into that a little bit more. But
yeah,
I'd heard of that. Somebody had mentioned that to me before. It wasn't completely new, but I saw that. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that is.
What if it's true?
I don't know. Yeah.
Up for discussion, right?
Yeah. And if it is, Jesus knows about it.
So that's right.
Like I said.
That's right.
Why you're a believer in Jesus and you believe in ghosts? Yeah. If they're real, he knows about it. you believe in aliens? Well, they're real. He knows about it. I mean, it's nothing right, that
exactly.
It doesn't change my faith. But anyway, something like that. I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, it is interesting. I like that though.
Yeah.
It's good.
I got one for David Race out there. Cause
David Race. David Race friend. Is listening. We're going to have him on our show again. He was.
Heck yeah.
And I liked his, he was like, how long is this going to be? We're like, oh, you got an hour? He goes, okay. He's like, because I can go 5 hours. I just want to make sure I have
exactly.
I
know, yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's awesome.
What level of energy I need to have.
We thought he was going to say like, I got 10 minutes for you guys. No.
It says, people said I'd never get over my obsession with Phil Collins, but take a look at me now.
Oh, David. I keep looking on the podcast. He hasn't had a new episode out, so. Yeah, he's a funny guy. Oh, and we got a commitment from Jim Harold again. We're going to have him on in spooky September. So
sweet.
He was great, and he's a big get in the paranormal field. And he said he just has his fourth or fifth book coming out, paranormal. Campfire, Jim Harold's Campfire, one of his podcasts. That's what he kind of names his book. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so that was a good confirmation. So we'll have him. We got some good guests coming up. We're still, because I remember months ago I said, hey, we're going to have a lot of guests on. And we're still, I mean, here's the schedule. I mean, we've got, who do we have here? We've got CD, Chelsea McKenna. Look at this. Now, would you look at this? Would you look at that? Just look at it. May 15th, it says on Zoom, the one and only, the gruesome twosome, Brett and Carl from Evil Never Dies.
Oh, I got to get mentally prepared for that one.
Yeah, we've been trying to hook up with them guys and vice versa. So we got them. Kelsey Childs of Haunted Detective podcast. Charisse Williams, she's an author and spiritual guide. Whitney Zahar, who we were on her show. She comes to us from, Idaho. It's Iowa.
Iowa?
Iowa. June 29th. And then Jenny LaBranche. LaBranche. Wow. LaBlanche. Is it LaBranche or LaBlanche? Jenny, I apologize.
LaBlanche, right?
LaBlanche. Okay. I hope that's your name.
Oh, my gosh.
Jenny, I'm sorry. But anyway, we have her on. So, and then like I said, Jim's in September. So we've got some good guests coming up. Nice. We're all the way through June. Oh, and then we got our good friend D.L. Mercury. He's going to be on the show with Father D, Father DeMore. We have a tentative date down. He just wants to make sure it works with his with Father D's schedule. So he said he'd get back with me. So we got some good guest chats coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about that. And then that take, gosh, and then we're in July. And then
this is why it's
starting
hard
to get spooky season.
Because Jenny, apologize. We know Jenny, but it's LaBranche.
LaBranche.
LaBranche, right? Am I saying that right? It's got an E. It's branch with an E and an LA in the beginning, if that makes sense. LaBranche.
Yeah, I had LaBlanche. Like
LaBlanche. Oh, with an L. Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, wait a minute. That's not.
I was double time. I was like, that doesn't. I don't know.
If I would just said it, I would have said LaBranche instead of LaBlanche. But
yeah.
I hope.
Now they got a Golden Girls theme going there.
Well, I was going to bring up. I was going to bring up the Golden Girls. I thought, and I hope it's not true, but I thought I saw an advertisement for a reboot of the Golden Girls.
Oh, they can't do that.
Yeah. That'd be horrible.
No. That's. No, I'll contact them.
It'll be the guy version, probably, right?
No, it had like
depends on who they get. Could,
what's her name?
You just can't.
Girl. Maya Rudolph.
Guys.
Yeah, funny, great comedian, funny, but like it's.
A few others.
I near probably see the SNL girls that do those movies together, like Kristen Wiig. I absolutely love them. They're hilarious, but. Man, I don't care who you get. You can't duplicate the Golden Girls. No. Mm-hmm. No, I say no.
I know. It just won't be the same, honestly.
But it's okay.
No. A story being sent around social media appears to show a reboot of the Golden Girls is coming to Disney Plus in June, starring Tina Fey.
Yeah, again. Yeah, SNL.
Maya Rudolph.
Yep, figured.
Let me get this to pull up here. Amy Poehler and Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah. Oh. So she's not in SNL.
So I mean, they're big names.
Oh
they're
great actresses.
Yeah, they're funny, awesome. Yeah. I like all of them, but I don't know if Golden Girls needs rebooted.
No, that's I mean, if they try to reboot the A-Team, I'd be like, no, no, you can't.
They did. They came out with a movie.
Did they? Oh, yeah. And yeah, I remember the preview.
Was it Booker T or something like that? Or was his name that played?
Oh, the wrestler? I don't know. I don't know. I didn't want to
say. No, it was an MMA guy.
No, I can't remember. I have no idea. I was like, Booker T?
Booker T. That sort of popped in my head, but yeah.
Speaking of WCW. No, it's just some of these movies. I'm like when they, I don't know how, about 10, 15 years ago, they redid the Miami Vice with Jamie Foxx. I'm like, yeah. Oh, again, funny, great actor, talented. No, you can't do Don Johnson.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
No.
Don't even try, right?
No, yeah. And sometimes you can on certain things. It just has to be, I don't know. I'm struggling thinking of a movie or a series that they did a reboot. And I'm like, you know what? That actually worked. I can't think of one.
Quentin Jackson.
That's his name. Never heard of him.
Had Liam Neeson in it. Or Neeson.
Oh, Neeson.
Bradley Cooper was in it. I remember that. I don't remember Jessica Biel being in there, but she was in it. And then
I should watch that. I like that.
Let's see. Patrick Wilson.
Oh, see.
And then some of the original guys ran it too.
Mm.
They made like a cameo.
See, I love Liam Neeson. That's a guy, Amy and I will watch a movie if Liam Neeson's in it.
He's making Naked Gun, right? Aren't they doing a remake of Naked Gun? I know, same thing.
I'm like, you can't do Naked Gun. No, I know. No.
They go try.
Stop.
They go try.
Don't try to do an airplane either. No, no, no.
That'll
see,
be next.
And I like Bradley Cooper. I like all those actors. No, it's not them. It's just anybody. You can't redo the dynamic. And
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't like Buford T. Justice said in Smoking the Man. He goes, "You can think about it, but don't do it."
That's right.
Oh wow, that is terrible.
Oh yeah,
that's terrible. Didn't even have a mohawk.
Sort of.
No gold chains. That's,
no, that's not. That's Mr. T off a Wish. That's if that that's if that that's a that's a garage sale, Mr. T. Don't tell him I said that. Hey, got big arms.
I heard Mr. T. This was, and I think this was accurate. I didn't Google.
Don't tell
it,
me he's getting.
No, he had he stopped wearing his gold chains
yes.
when Katrina hit because he felt bad about like flaunting, you know, gold and riches.
And I respect that, but my gosh, I can't.
Like, that was him. I know. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, if you, I mean, put it in any scale, any like. When I drive to the east side and I get stopped at a stoplight on Shaylin.
Tell me you don't take off your gold chains.
No, I don't. Okay. I flaunt them. No, but there's like.
Rattle them.
From stoplight to stoplight, there's at least one or two homeless people.
Yeah.
And am I supposed to feel bad that I'm in a 2023 car, like I'm able to drive and go to. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know.
You can't. That's just my opinion. I mean, if you're not flaunting it like in their face or bragging about like stupid Deion Sanders, well, yeah, you're not doing. You're not.
Neon
it is
Deion.
What it is, you know.
Deion.
I mean, his whole identity is in stupid jewelry and his fame and money and his kid. He's an idiot. But that's a bragger. That's one that flaunts his money and his
razor.
Well, and he's gonna yeah. But I mean, my gosh, or yeah, that you have a yeah. I don't know. Like I said, man, I sound like a grumpy old man tonight. And I had a great day, and I'm just wound up. I'm just talking about everything, I guess. I don't know. We only have what? Oh, it's 7 o'clock. We went over 7:07.
Oh, wow.
Is that a movie? Oh no, that's 007.
007.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, we're hitting the 58 and a half mark.
This is like a full.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out!
You just don't get
bonus
the,
full. Bonus full hybrid. The,
it's amazing what we talk about.
I know this might be actually my favorite.
Freestyle. Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, we didn't do announcements.
Even more than that one that I didn't show up.
You know what? That was our favorite.
You love that one.
That's really good.
Yeah. This is number two.
That's how you created it, right?
We were like, Nate and I were done. We were like,
freestyle.
What was it? Like, we're just on fire. Something. What was the?
There's some sort of magic.
And we were like,
my little bear mic over here. Like,
hey, you guys.
We always miss you.
Like a whole Ned.
Well, I do. I don't know about Todd.
What? No, it's true. Like, I've missed, one or two you guys do, and mm-hmm. I'm like, that's fun. It's fun to listen to because I have no idea what you guys are going to talk about. So, mm-hmm.
Talk about you.
Well, yeah, you did one time. You called me an old man, and you called me jerk face.
That sounds about right.
So, let's kind of wrap it up. But, okay. We've got less than, 24 hours. And it'll be tour time. It's happy tour time. It's happy tour time. At the Randolph County Asylum. It's
come up with some weird code statement at the end of this. See how many people listen to all the way to the end.
Oh, kind of like the app of the movies.
They can post it on Facebook saying, you know, the secret phrase.
Oh,
or something.
I like that, Nate. There you go.
What's it going to be?
Take a look at me now.
That was from the movie. What was that? My mom liked it. Tears of Endearment. Or no. Is it Tears of Endearment? Is that? Terms.
Terms of Endearment. Yeah. Terms. As I said. Yeah.
Tears, Terms, whatever it takes.
Yeah, it brought me to tears.
Yeah, that's right.
I believe that's what it was with Jeff Bridges. Terms of Endearment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's probably like Tears of Endangerment. I am not on drugs, I promise. I don't drink and I don't smoke. What do you do? No. So is that going to be our Take a Look at Me Now by Phil Collins? Is that the, you know, see if they've listened
to that? Yeah, let's do that. If you stuck in there with us.
What do we give them then? And what are we saying? Are we doing like a contest?
Well, just to see how many people listened to this episode and got all the way through it.
Mm. Mm.
So if you hung in with us and listened to our crazy wild wandering talking.
Yeah, that's
just okay. Go on our Facebook page and just put take a look at me now. Just type that out.
Take a look.
Nothing else, no other explanation, just that statement.
I like giving horror stickers out. I might give some horror stickers.
Okay, yeah, we can do that.
This says against
like first that. Person.
Against all odds. And
first person that says, types the word, take a look at me now, I will send you, if you want, horror stickers.
This says it was the movie was against
you, Nate. For new, or sorry, Sean.
Oh no, you're fine.
Some really Friday the 13th ones, some new ones. They're black and white. Oh yeah.
It says against all.
So anyway, and I
Against All Odds is a 1984 American romantic thriller film directed by Taylor Hackford. The movie stars Jeff Bridges, mm-hmm. Rachel Ward, and James Woods. The film soundtrack features the iconic song Against All Odds, Take a Look at Me Now by Phil Collins, which was written specifically for this movie.
It's Against All Odds.
Against All Odds.
Not Terms of Endearment. What the heck?
Well, good thing he looked that up because it was like, put down the name of the movie.
Yeah, right?
There is a movie called Terms of Endearment, though.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay,
yeah.
That's right. Against All Odds. That's right.
Against All Odds. All right.
That's right. That's right.
But the magic phrase is Take a Look at Me Now.
That's right. Yeah, because that's not the name of the song. It's Against All Odds, right? That's the name of the song?
I think so,
But Take a Look at Me Now is part of the lyrics. Okay. All right. Nate says it.
Terms of Endearment was 1983.
Let's do it. See how many people listen to all this.
Okay. I like that.
Boy, right? Directed by James L. Brooks. Yeah. I've never seen that one, though. It's got Jack Nicholson in it, though.
Yes.
Shirley MacLaine, Deborah Winger, and Jeff Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jeff Daniels.
Thank you.
Well, anything else, Sean and Nate? Nate and
no,
Sean?
Sir.
Let's wrap this up.
Well, is that your wrap?
I mean, you're the one.
That's a wrap.
Ah, okay.
That's easy.
Well, we had fun.
Yeah,
by golly, you cancel on us. We're going to make it work still.
We got ghosted canceled.
Does she not know who we are? Oh, wait a minute. That's probably why she canceled.
That's right. Of course she does.
She got a bigger fish.
Yeah, she's like, you know what?
She's like, I listen to you guys.
No, that's 8 o'clock. Gosh. We're about 2 days away from maybe 3, depends, on 600,000 downloads.
Nice.
Sweet. And we just announced that we did 500.
Not that long ago, yeah.
About 100,000 downloads ago.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, listeners. Thank you, Creepers, for listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, 600.
It's been a wild ride.
We're past the halfway point to the 1 million downloads.
It's exciting.
I'm going to have Dr. Evil say that, too.
And then they're going to be
Dr. Evil, we're going to get Mike Myers on.
That's not that much anymore. That's not that. We need 100 billion.
Yeah.
That's when we know we've
had. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's like, 1 minute. And they're like, it's not that much. They start laughing at him. They're like, okay. He's like, oh,
why? Why are they laughing at me?
It's not that much anymore.
He's stuck in like 1969. Well, Nate said that's a wrap, and we're going to wrap it up. Creepies, thank you for listening to our impromptu freestyle.
Bonus freestyle hybrid.
Yeah. So until next time, we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.